That's forced retailers to revamp their businesses, from closing poorly performing stores to changing their product lineups to expanding their online services. Keith Peters reporting.
Lawmakers in Michigan are considering legislation inspired by the Larry Nassar scandal. It's a package of bills that would retroactively extend the amount of time that child victims of sexual abuse have to sue their alleged abusers. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl Olin the Bot. Good morning, everybody. 5.5 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. And the news, as always, is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Newly remodeled, but the same great service, the same great walk-in humidor. Open 7 days a week, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Yes. You know what? Phone lines here, 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hop into our chat pack by coming online, and good morning to Bad Bob.
And good morning.
Wow.
Is it just me? Is it my,
Good morning.
Wait a minute. I'm adjusting here, too.
Okay. Good morning.
Got it. Okay, I'm back again.
Good morning.
Good morning. Do you need me to turn you up again?
Redding, California.
Let me turn you back up again?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
Just a little bit. But good morning, everybody. 38 degrees in the downtown studios. Our highs today will be 51. It shows today we have a chance of rain with our lows of 43.
They're talking about heavy-duty watch-out in the mountains time today.
You know what I love about my car? I could be driving, and all of a sudden it says, there's like a winter warning 45 miles away. I'm not sure which direction, but it just says winter warning, and I'm thinking, wow. It doesn't say to the left or the north or... Okay, and, because I am impaired in some way, so I need to have you tell me left or right, not north and south. East and west. Tonight, rain low around 43, south of 7 to 17 miles per hour with gusts of 23. Whoa. Thursday calls for rain before 10. The showers are paused and possibly a thunderstorm after 10 a.m. So, like you said, gusts, 21 miles an hour, stuff going on. Thursday night, showers and possibly a thunderstorm before 10 p.m., and that's around 35, our lows. Friday, rain and snow showers, high near 46. Did we get any snow or any kind of thing like that anywhere in the Redding vicinity? Are you aware of?
Well, I think somebody said last weekend or sometime, somebody said up on Lake Boulevard there was flurious snow.
Mm.
I heard that, but I didn't see it. And we were out on Sunday. I was out at a class with El Teto the Magnificent.
Who is going to be our guest here in a minute. Let me finish with the forecast here. Friday night showers with around 35, and Saturday will be mostly cloudy with a high near 49, and Saturday night 31. Mostly sunny return on Sunday with a high near 51, and Sunday night partly cloudy with low of 31. Now as we progress to next week, the forecast calls for mostly sunny with a high near 58. So we are in for a little bit of turbulent weather here. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793.
Okay, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show, Free Fire Radio, here in the studios at KCNR 1460. In the downtown, we are in downtown. We're in that area in downtown where you get tax breaks because you're in this part of the town.
Do we get tax breaks?
We get tax breaks because this is the part of the town we're in. Oh, yeah. Because, if you're in certain areas... Hang on a second. I got to move around here.
So Go ahead.
Because Linda keeps adjusting it. So she does it. She moves it just enough so I can't see our guest.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad I adjusted that.
No, you didn't know that. I'm just kidding.
And that's all right.
Okay.
You did it on purpose, I know.
I know. It's like a brother-sister thing sometimes. You just have to blame somebody.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
I did throw it under the bus.
I want you to know I saw the dynamic. Yeah. I was like, okay, it's your problem.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
You know
okay.
what? It's very rare that I ever win. And again, I lost this one, obviously.
Well, you didn't apologize, let's go.
My friend turned on me. Even my friend turned on me. And Bad Bob, what Bad Bob does, he just puts on
a stain
the hell out of this.
No, Bob's got his head in about four computers at once.
I'm mentoring you.
You're mentoring me.
Yeah, we're good friends. I'm mentoring you.
Thank you.
Just like you mentored me and Reno on the night before the Super Bowl. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, how'd I do?
Oh, that was, you know what? That was magnificent.
All right.
Linda's giving us the, let's just move right along.
Move on, folks. Okay.
Hey, you're here to talk about the wild turkey. You were here yesterday, but we didn't get to have a chance to do it because during Haven Humane, we can't talk about turkey shooting.
That's right.
So,
That's right.
No,
well, that's their time, but let's talk about it now.
Yeah. We're talking about, it's not turkey shooting we're talking about, and this is what the misnomer on it. This dinner and for the Wild Turkey Federation is about saving turkeys and building the turkey population.
Well, not only that, Carl, but the National Wild Turkey Federation takes the money that we raise from our Hunting Heritage Banquet, and you know because you're part of this program, we run the single largest Northern California youth spring turkey hunt in the state. So we bring 23. We have 23 junior hunters this year.
Wow.
23 guides, 23 landowners, you know, all the insurance that it takes, all the firearms, everything that it takes to take them out. And we do for 48 hours, the opening weekend of junior turkey season, these hunters learn how to turkey hunt, basically. So we've already had them at the Redding Gun Club. We spent a day with them out there. They shot trap. They patterned their shotguns. We ate some food together. Yep. Tyler Lowe from Cottonwood Custom Calls made each individual hunter a turkey call. I mean, these are expensive custom calls. He built one for each, and then another guy named Joe Reisinger, he built each individual hunter a set of shooting sticks.
Joe was the one that I mentored his son last year.
Right.
Tell the audience what shooting sticks are.
So shooting sticks are a set of sticks that are in a cross, right? And then they have some sort of a band in the middle towards the top of the cross.
He uses a very thick rubber band.
Right.
And that, so that what it does is he takes rods and he covers them up with camo. You know, camo tape.
Yep.
Puts the rubber on it. That then it becomes like a X with the X, you know, a small X at the top where you just rest your shotgun on, and you can carry these very easily.
Right.
And it helps the young people put a steady their shotgun.
Sort of a portable bipod.
Yeah.
At this point, you've mentioned two local guys that have come forward and given their time to also volunteer the turkey calls and the turkey and the gun rock. They call it gun sticks?
Shooting sticks.
Yeah. Okay.
And actually, now that you said, I only mentioned two, there's about two dozen that donate. Perry Kremens donates stuff from Mossy Oak. All of our hunters get hats. Of course, the Stout family Ranch on Lower Gas Point Road donated.
They have thousands and thousands of dollars for
the firearms.
Wow.
Shotguns and rifles for the young people. I mean, you know, this program, too, and we would be remiss not to say that Ted's program up here that he began, he was recognized at the national convention they had of the National Wild Turkey Federation. He was recognized and given awards, not an award, but plaques and recognition for the fact that you've started this up here, and it's grown to be the largest one in California.
Yeah, well, actually, in 2016, it was selected as the National Youth Program of the Year for the National Wild Turkey Federation.
Wow. So think about that, and that was right here, and this is something that Ted started.
And so myself and Shane Crosby and a lot of the other directors of the local chapter flew out to Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They flew us to Nashville and they presented us with an award and all that, and we were very proud of that. And we're actually really proud of the program. But the Hunting Heritage Banquet, which is taking place on 10 March, is where we get a lot of our funding to do these types of programs. So if once I get the money to fund the youth program, then we'll try to turn as much money into habitat development as we can. Because, as you know, the number one risk to hunting opportunities and shooting opportunities is habitat loss. Right? I mean, we're getting ready to go build, just as a good example, we're getting ready to build a new Costco. And I have nothing against capitalism or progress, trust me. But once we build that new Costco, nothing can live on that piece of ground. And there is something living on it right now. Right, there are turkeys and there are things living on that ground. Once we put a Costco on there, nothing can live there. And do that, you know, a million times over across America, and the loss of recreational opportunity, hunting opportunity, habitat for wildlife is great. And it's the number one risk to their survival. So what we'll do is we will bring everybody into the Hunting Heritage Banquet. We will raffle guns and eat dinner and, you know, have entertainment and do a silent auction. And we'll just have a great time. And then we'll take that money. Some of it we'll keep to fund our local programs, kids fishing days and stuff like that. And the rest of it we will send to our amazing regional biologist, who will take it and he will get grants from the federal government from it. So he'll take our $20,000 or $30,000 and he'll turn it into $5 or $6 million.
Fantastic. And we have tickets to give away later on and more information. Let's take a break here. We're at that time. Ted Leidy is with us this morning, and it's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Stay with us for the other side. KCNR 1460.
The Reading Gun Show, this weekend only at the Holiday Inn Convention Center. Jam-packed with all your favorite firearms. Brands like Glock, Winchester, Remington, SIG, Smith & Wesson, Ruger, and much, much more. So remember, the Reading Gun Show, this weekend only at the Holiday Inn Convention Center.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at wonderlandsigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 31 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Whoa.
Welcome. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. In the studios here of KCNR 1460, right here at the epicenter of the change in Reading, right here. We're so, you know, we're really excited about seeing what's going to happen here in Reading over the next couple years, next 5 or 6 years. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at North State Security. North State Security has been providing an ounce of prevention since 1968. That's right. This is their 50th year that they've started. And they've been in business, started by Lance Beck's dad, and now Lance is running it. They have a number of programs there to help protect our community, including they are helping the police on the they're doing the bike patrols along the River Trail. They work in, they protect the power plant, Colt 45's game, largest privately owned company, security company in Northern California. Give them a call at 243-0295. Ask them about the program where you can have a security professional at your business or your home in under 10 minutes. I'm not kidding. Under 10 minutes, ask them about this. And it doesn't cost you a great deal of money for something like this, to have something like this as protection at your home and at your business. North State Security, 243-0295. We're here with Ted Leidy, who is, we're talking about the National Wild Turkey Federation's banquet that's going to be on March the 10th. It's going to have a number of great things happening that night, but a lot of, you know, silent auction stuff, raffle items. Last year, Linda bought a turkey made of a sculpt, when I first looked at it, it was one of those things. I said, here she goes, she's got me again. And I'm carrying out something made of, I swear to God, they're made of saw blade. You know, they cut a saw blade, big saw blades, cut them in half.
Steel drum,
barbed wire, and all this. And I'm carrying it out. And I'm and
ripping
some
up the leather
guy
in the back of the car.
Oh, ripping up my hand. Some homeless guy is out there at the Anderson down at the fairgrounds down there.
Yeah.
Goes, and says, oh, man, dude, you bought that? And I'm like, ooh. And I got it home,
I thought,
oh, gosh. And the next
at it.
And I realized what a work of art this was. This person, and I don't know where you got this from, but so, you've seen it. I mean, this thing is absolutely, I mean, it's anatomically correct in the sense of what it looks like, you know, with the wing tips touching the ground.
Sure.
The beard's made of twisted barbed wire. I mean, this thing is great. It's been outside now the whole time.
For a whole year.
Doesn't even rust.
No.
Doesn't even rust. I have no idea why that is.
But that's the kind of thing that you have, kind of beautiful items that have been donated for event coming up.
Where'd you get that from?
Local artists donate to us that are wildlife themed. And, of course, we sell them at auction or sell them at silent auction. Local businesses donate to us so that we can raise money to do it. I'm not sure who made that. Who made that piece?
Wow.
But
we probably need to look underneath it to see if it's signed.
There's probably somebody's done that around.
Yeah.
If this was around here, somebody's doing some great work.
We have a great community that loves turkeys. I mean, turkeys are easy to love, right? Who doesn't love them? And in addition, if you know their story, there were no turkeys here in the '60s. They had to transplant every bird from a different state into this state.
Yeah.
To regrow the population, and
it has been a whopping success
because of the National Wild Turkey Federation.
That's right.
Wow.
And
you know?
So that's why when you see guys wearing something on the front of their cap, it says NWTF. It's not what you think. It's not exactly what you think. It's National Wild Turkey Federation.
Love
it's
it.
Not. It's not National What the you know
yes.
Yeah
Day. So the it started. And we had some of the people that were instrumental in starting the turkey population still live around here in Palo Cedro.
You've had them right here in your studio.
We had them in the studio and the shows here. And here's the thing is, I've never hunted turkeys until 4 years ago. Ted got me out there.
How did you get involved, Ted?
Wow.
I mean, what was it that you, when you had your moment that you sunk your teeth into, I really want to do something with this foundation, this organization?
Well, so I grew up in Cottonwood and in a hunting family. And when I say a hunting family, I mean every weekend, every Friday night, we ran a hound dogs throughout southern Shasta and northern Tama County. And when they first started hunting turkeys in the late 70s. I was, you know, 10, 11, 12, 13 years old. So my dad and my grandfather basically said, well, we're going to learn how to hunt these turkeys. It sounds like a lot of fun. They do it in the South, and they have a huntable population here now. And so we're going to go find some landowners. We're going to ask if we can go hunt these turkeys. So we did it, and it was trial and error for us. We didn't know how to turkey call. We didn't know how to, I mean, really, we just kind of had to learn how to do it. And the thing about turkey hunting that really bites you is it is an incredible feeling to know that you're going into the woods after a piece of game that is just as smart as you are. And if anything looks wrong to that turkey, he will not play the game with you. And you have to call to him. And you have to have the skills to call to him. So you have to learn to call to him. So once you learn to call to him, and you get him coming to you, it's pretty exciting, especially when you're on the ground and he's taller than you are, right? Because, I mean, they're big birds. Now, in addition, it was in that part of my life where you first start becoming independent, and I had a motorcycle with a headlight on it, a dirt bike with a headlight on it, right? So I would take apart my shotgun and put it in my backpack, and I would get on that motorcycle, and I would ride by myself clear out to my turkey spot before I could ever drive. I was completely illegal riding on the pavement. Yeah, I hope the sheriff's not listening.
He always listens.
I know. Yeah, out in his, well, it was mostly Tehama County then on Bowman Road, so he doesn't have to worry about it. And then I would hunt by myself. I'd hunt before school, and it's such a challenge. I mean, Carl, we've been hunting together now for about 4 years. Is that a challenge or
what? It's a challenge.
I mean,
oh no.
I mean,
it's
people see these yard birds walking around town like, oh, I'll shoot a turkey anytime. No
yeah, you
chance.
Just walk up, I'm going to grab a turkey and beat it to death.
No
I mean,
chance.
Okay, you get out there, and here's what happens. I mean, everything can be perfect. Thank God they can't smell. If they had a sense of smell, they would never kill one. They'd just be gone. So what happens is you make the perfect call. And what happens instead of the toms strutting over, a couple of hens chopped over. And they start looking. And once they start looking, you realize it's just a matter of time because they got a great eyesight. And they're looking, they're cocking their heads back and forth, and they're kind of looking at this, and it's kind of like, okay. And then they make the sound, and poof, they're all gone.
What happens with the, you know, I know that there's beautiful details. What about the meat?
Well, we, of course, harvest it. We clean it. And then you can cook a wild turkey just like you cook any turkey. Many people will pull it apart and use it in enchiladas mm-hmm. or make casseroles out of it or whatever. It is a little bit tough. Well, no, that's not correct. It's not tough. It's just not as juicy and succulent as one mm-hmm. of the butterballs that have been sitting in a cage, you know. It is wild. It is field to table, completely organic, no
that's
HMOs.
Right. Nothing.
And they actually eat pretty well. Just like any other wild game, you have to cook it right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's not a lot of fat in it, so you have to, you know, cook it and pressure cook it or whatever. But
yeah, it's very good. So every junior hunter in our program cleans their own turkey with the help of their trusty leader like Carl or I.
So I got a phone call yesterday and last night. So Perry Cremains of Just for Hunting, who is donating so much of his time and property that he has leased that, you know, for the program. And so he and I are taking our hunters out this Saturday morning just to, you know, to search out the property, make sure that everything's there, probably put up a blind. And then in a couple of weeks, we're out there again. So it's turkey season started.
And you're taking your junior hunters out?
Taking our junior hunters
that's
out
part,
with
that's,
us.
That's a part lot of the whole program.
Thing.
That's
you know,
much of the
maybe get another couple of rounds of shot in, have them use their turkey loads this time instead of just target loads.
Sure.
And so that they get the feeling of it. Because it's really good because here's the people, these junior hunters, and you could take more than 23 if you had enough property out there.
Oh, absolutely.
You could probably put another 10, 15 hunters out. And here's the best thing about it, my friend.
Okay.
What was that?
It was a vehicle of some sort.
Wow.
I believe that was called lack of a muffler.
Wow. Gosh, whatever that went by.
You mean it just drove by the studios?
The whole building shook.
Whoa.
Well, here's the
well,
best
that
thing
took is right off
you're track. Talking like 23. You're talking about 23 kids between the ages of 12 and
15. 15.
12 yeah. and 15, boys and girls. And we're getting more and more girls every year.
And
And then taking them and their parents out, or one of their parents out, to go hunting, and this kind of starts them on their on the getting out there, enjoying, learning about hunting, learning about safe handling of firearms, learning about conservation and ecology. All of these things is all part of this thing.
And when is the banquet again?
The banquet is the 10th of March. Okay.
And that's the Wild Turkey Federation banquet we attended last year, which was a blast.
Absolutely.
And you absolutely have
tickets.
Packed.
And you have
I've got
tickets.
A set of tickets here for a couple.
Wow.
Those are $120 tickets.
Right. Jeez, doing guys, great. This is really a trip.
Doors will open at 4:30 at the Anderson Fairgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
And we're gonna have a great time. Most of the youth hunters will be there. And their parents, and a lot of the sponsors come. And,
yep.
You know, it's just kind of a good get together. Yeah.
Let's take our second caller. How's that?
Sounds good to me.
605-4567.
Now, this is two tickets for, and that'd be a couple, then, right?
Or they can, it's two singles, you know.
It's two singles, yeah. Or you can take it with your friend or something, whatever it is.
Or
okay.
A kid.
Second caller gets two tickets to the National Wild Turkey Federation. Here's your first call. It's the first call, and Ted Leidy, who also, of course, is the owner and chief instructor and instigator behind Northern Firearms Instruction, who the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California. So
right.
It's really
what a generous offer. Thank you for bringing those tickets in. We do have a winner, and Bob Squally's on the phone. We'll find out who it is and mention their name.
By the way, not only do you become a member of the Wild Turkey Federation through this, you get a great magazine once a quarter.
Absolutely.
Comes out. And, you know, it's about turkey hunting, it's about habitat, it's about all that stuff. So that's also part of it. You're not going to be sorry. And if you don't have tickets to go to this, how do they get tickets?
So you can visit our Facebook page, National Wild Turkey Federation Reading Chapter, or let me give you some phone numbers. You can call Nicole at 276-5588 or Andy at 604-6554. Also, you can always go to our usgunpro.com page and send me a message, and I'll make sure you get tickets.
There you go.
Well, our winner for those two tickets is Ken H. So, Ken, come by the station, and we'll have those two tickets with your name under them. Have a good time. This is really a really nice event, and like you said, it's educational. There's so much. Great for kids, too. So if you need a couple more tickets, you can buy them again. Where, Ted?
You can go to our Facebook page, National Wild Turkey Federation Reading Chapter, or give us a call at 276-5588 or 604-6554.
There you go. Okay. Ted Leidy from National Wild Turkey Federation and Northern Firearms Instruction.
It was so fun being here. Thank you.
Thank you. We love you guys.
We'll be right back after these messages with Dan's Opticals.
Center, we strive to be the gatekeepers of 100% organically grown produce. Our goal is to provide you and your family with produce that is fresh from the farm and pure 100% organically grown. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
A long, long time ago.
Don McLean is one of America's most enduring singer-songwriters, forever associated with American Pie. And he's coming to the Cascade Theater Saturday, March 10th at 7:30. It's a rare opportunity to hear Songwriters Hall of Famer Don McLean live March 10th at the Cascade Theater. Get tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar. I'm here with Jeb Allen, owner of Palomar Homes, and we're here at the Salt Creek Heights subdivision.
We're very fortunate to be involved with Powerhouse as they do such a great job on the installation. It's clean, it's simple, it's a no-brainer. The first 34 home buyers in Salt Creek subdivision comes with a solar setup already.
The thing that to me is exciting is that each home has the ability to turn their home into a zero-energy home. And they can be part of making this a zero-energy community. The system that we're installing, up to 10 panels, will eliminate all of the kilowatt-hour usage of that home. And if they add a pool, if they add an electric car in the future, then at that point they can add more solar to offset those loads as well.
We've already recognized quite a bit of savings by using SunPower and Powerhouse Solar.
If you'd like more information on Salt Creek Heights and how Powerhouse Solar can zero out your energy bill, call 275-5600 today. At Orchard Nutrition Center, we keep our produce pure by bathing our fruits and vegetables with water from our multi-stage purification system, leaving it fresh, clean, and crisp. Fresh from the farm to your family's table. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Oh, yeah. We gave away those tickets for the National Turkey, Wild Turkey Federation, right?
We did it. That was, those were primo tickets.
$120 worth of tickets there.
Those were primo tickets.
Always a fun event.
We have more tickets to give away today.
Right in the 8 o'clock hour. Yeah. Not for the Wild Turkey, but for some other functions.
That's right.
Currently 38 degrees. Actually, we're up to 40 degrees. Our highs today will be 51 and our lows of 43. As we read through the forecast, just to do a quick update, we are going to be having rain and showers with some thunderstorms predicted for tomorrow and the next following day, Friday. Rain and snow showers on Friday with a high near 46. And our lows of Friday night of around 35. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. But this portion of the show this morning is brought to you by Home Helpers. In-home care service is more than just in-home health care. They're bonded. They're insured. I'm telling you, if you have something that you need to have assistance in and feel rest assured that you or your loved ones will be taken care of with the utmost of respect and responsibility, go to Home Helpers, 226-8250. They are located at 2620 Larkspur Lane.
Okay. Hey, we're here today with Dan Waldrop of Dan's Opticals and Boutique. No, that's somebody else.
No. Well, actually, it's Dan's Optical Lab and Boutique.
Lab and Boutique. Okay, I knew I was dropping something out of there. Okay, Dan's Optical Lab and Boutique. In the city of Shasta Lake.
Yes.
Or the town of Shasta Lake.
And good morning.
How are you today?
I'm doing good.
You know, I just have to, I have a little testimonial. I went in there, and you were at Rotary.
Yes.
Because, you know, you're Rotarian, and thank you for doing that, because Rotarians that we know, are you guys are always doing wonderful, wonderful things. And I think it was a Thursday, or I don't know, Thursday. So I went in, and it was, you have such an amazing selection. And I felt like, I want to say Julie, what's the name of your?
My office manager, her name is Denise, and she is actually an amazing, she's my brain. She keeps me organized. So,
she's been with you for 17 years.
17 years, and she's also a medically licensed optician. So
she is amazing.
We have a pretty good staff.
Right. So anyway, I tried on glasses, and it was great, and she was wonderful, and I felt really taken care of. And while I was there, about three or four people had walked in just for little things, and I just watched her working and how gracious she was with other people. So it's always nice to know that you always know that anyway. But I mean, just how she was while you weren't there.
Well, good. That's good to know.
Dan, you've been in this business for a while. So how did you get into it? What do people need to know about Dan?
Well, Dan is an evolution of his trade, because. when I started this business, you know, I just started working at a commercial optical in the mall, and essentially my goal was to become an eye doctor, okay. But as time evolved, I learned that eye doctors make a good portion of their income not doing the exams but selling the glasses. And from there, I learned that that there wasn't a wholesale manufacturing lab in the North State. So, you know, I got pretty good at interpreting a patient's prescription and understanding what their needs were and determining the right lens material and design best for that patient's prescription. And then, of course, measuring their symmetry and lining it up and then overseeing the manufacturing process are essentially the two out of the three things that determine your success in wearing glasses. The first one, of course, is being the prescriptions right.
Wow. So, and because I've had wrong prescriptions, I'm just saying it's true. How often does that happen?
Well,
is there a percentage?
I've been doing this, making glasses, for a good 20 years for other eye doctors in the area. And, you know, my computers keep track of those statistics, you know, but generally it's not that high. It's about an 8% redo rate. But a lot of that's incorporated not from the prescription, but it's incorporated from having I'm an optician or a technician, I should say, maybe not interpreting the prescription, putting you in the right lens material design, measuring your symmetry how it should be, or picking out the right frame. And those are very, very important parts of the process. And unfortunately, the doctor's busy doctoring.
Right. And if you have a prosthetic leg, for instance, hypothetically, it's weird. You want it. It's always going to, you got to have it fitted, right? Fitted right. You're looking at me like it's weird.
I've never heard of that concept.
Well, it's a weird analogy because I'm weird. So, no, because if you just think
if it doesn't fit, it doesn't work right.
Yeah.
And that's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Right. Well, there's a lot more to it. Yeah. The prescription, three things determine how well you see. The prescription's one, putting the right quality lens material designs, two, and then measuring the patient's symmetry. No one's alike. One eye's higher than the other, things of that nature. And then making sure that when those measurements are incorporated in the manufacturing process and everything lines up when it's fitted on the patient. And those are very, very important parts.
Well, Dan, you know, question, these things keep coming to my mind, and I'm just going to shoot them at you. As we change, as we get older, especially, you know, women, we got more questions coming up. We have you a whole half hour, so I'm excited about that. Great.
Oh, my.
So as we change, you know, maybe it's medication, maybe it's just age. How often should we have our eyes tested and have our glasses changed?
Well, that's probably a better question to ask one specific doctor, because everybody has different health issues and concerns. But as a general rule, you should get your eyes examined, of course, ideally once a year. But your prescriptions are generally prescribed for 2 years. So at least every 2 years you should have your eyes examined.
That's when I get called back in.
Dependent on glasses.
VA calls me back.
It's just a reminder this morning, a refresher about, you know, it's important to have healthy eyes. And a part of that is having your eyes tested and, you know, find out that what you need.
You know, if I get everybody talks about 20/20 vision. Now, you think of 20/20 vision meaning, oh, okay, you got perfect eyes. And some people, I have 20/10, you know, I have 20 this, 20 that. But 20/20 vision, does this mean that you don't need any glasses or that everything's perfect?
Well, okay, so 20/20 vision is a term that is used to measure one's eyesight or visual acuity. It literally means the sharpness of your vision or how well you see to identify letters or numbers on a standardized eye chart. From a specific viewing distance, okay? So visual acuity is a static measurement, meaning you are sitting still during the testing, and the letters and the numbers that you're viewing are also stationary. So visual acuity is a good way to determine the clarity of one's eyesight. But it is not predictive of how your vision is overall, meaning when you're looking at things that are not, similar in contrast or brightness on a background, or let's say you're looking at colored objects or moving objects. So vision is more of a broad term. Where 20/20 is more of a specified
because you're sitting there, standing there,
from 20 feet. Is it 20 feet? It must be 20 feet. Must be something like that.
Yeah.
So you're looking at it, and if you can read it down to the certain level, oh, okay, you have 20/20, which is considered, I guess, average, normal, good vision. But it doesn't have anything to do with the clarity of if something's moving, if the background is different, because that can totally screw up your eyes.
Yeah, well,
or if you can,
so
or if your eyes can adjust.
They're two different things. Basically, eyesight or visual acuity is how you see at a specific point from a specific distance and size, and then vision overall is more of a broad term.
Okay.
You know, we were watching the Olympics. Did you watch the Olympics, Dan?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so none of those, you know, rarely do you see somebody with eyeglasses on. So I was thinking about, except for, you know, when the skiers. So, who had goggles on. And that's something that you do, and I find that fascinating. We have friends that are in sports, and if they need to have the protective eyewear with prescription, you do that kind of work. And you make it right there on the premises, correct?
Well, in some cases, we have our own in-house lab equipment, so we can process more things in-house than other places can. But when you're talking about specialized lenses, whether it be different designs or materials or even coatings or tints, you know, a lot of that stuff, we target shoot where we get it. We customize the material. We ship it in, and then we usually cut and edge it there.
So this is what I love about your place is that, you know, you customize. It's not one fits all. So that's what we're trying to drive home here about your place, Dan's Optical, and why one should go there. I mean, you have several options in town, but first of all, we just think you're amazing.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Let me just say that, first of all, Reading is blessed with a lot of good eye care communities, a lot of good eye care professionals,
right?
Because we are a retirement community.
Right.
And we have a draw for that industry. You know, if you talk about what separates different optical places from another, you know, if you think about what separate is, you know, obviously the bedside manner of the doctor is important, you know, and how their staff treats you. You mentioned that earlier with my staff and how engaged they are, and that's great. But that's important, how their staff treats you. And then, of course, what product line they may carry. You may have one doctor that'll carry a specific brand, let's say, you know, Michael Kors, and then you may have another doctor that carries Calvin Klein or Fendi or whatever. So that's kind of what separates them. But, you know, generally what they all have in common is they have to send it to a lab to be made. And, you know, North State has, you know, insurance companies that are they're given by their employees. So a lot of times that lab is the same lab. You know, whether you go to one doctor over here on this side of town,
yeah,
or
you've got one
doctor.
Lab supporting 10 doctors,
exactly,
or more.
It's regional. So,
is it the city of Shasta Lake or Shasta Lake City?
It's city of Shasta Lake.
Okay, right.
And they're very sensitive about that.
Yeah,
they are.
So city of Shasta Lake. It was very impressive.
Why don't we have a break here?
We will, and when we come back, I want to talk about just a minute, Carl, that how beautiful what's happening with the city of Shasta Lake and the cleanup and driving through and being so amazed at what's happening with your city.
Okay.
Among other things.
Yeah,
hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at SST Oil. When we say SST Oil, we're talking about a company that's been there since 2000. Let's try this again, since 1967. They're starting their 51st year this year, and it's an employee-owned company. It serves the needs of literally thousands of people. And they can, they are the largest distributor of Valero, Beacon, 76 brands. They can deliver bulk fuel to your job site 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. The only thing you have to do is give them a call to find out all the great things they can do out there. Plus, of course, Toyo heaters, the water heaters, the house heating systems with kerosene, and they are the only ones that do that. This is SST Oil. Good people over there that are doing great things for our community and supporting our community in you know, hundreds of different ways. And right now, as they usually are, they're looking for some experienced, good help, especially in the truck driving mode. Give them a call at 241-1167. That's SST Oil. We'll be right back.
I can see clearly now the rain is gone. See all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's gonna be a bright, 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 bright
The Reading Gun Show, this weekend only at the Holiday Inn Convention Center. Jam-packed with all your favorite firearms. Brands like Glock, Winchester, Remington, SIG, Smith & Wesson, Ruger, and much, much more. So remember, the Reading Gun Show, this weekend only at the Holiday Inn Convention Center.
Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar. I'm here with Jeb Allen, owner of Palomar Homes, and we're here at the Salt Creek Heights subdivision.
We're very fortunate to be involved with Powerhouse as they do such a great job on the installation. It's clean, it's simple, it's a no-brainer. The first 34 home buyers in Salt Creek subdivision comes with a solar setup already.
The thing that to me is exciting is that each home has the ability to turn their home into a zero-energy home. And they could be part of making this a zero energy community. The system that we're installing, up to 10 panels, will eliminate all of the kilowatt hour usage of that home. And if they add a pool, if they add an electric car in the future, then at that point they can add more solar to offset those loads as well.
We've already recognized quite a bit of savings by using SunPower and Powerhouse Solar.
If you'd like more information on Salt Creek Heights and how Powerhouse Solar can zero out your energy bill, call 275-5600 today.
This is Tracy Edwards, and we would like to invite you to Glitz and Glamour at Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino's Year to Remember Roaring Twenties, Saturday, March 3rd at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Tickets include dinner, awards, presentation, and silent auction. Celebrate the 70 organizations that received funds in 2017, with one organization receiving an additional gift of $10,000. All proceeds from this event benefit the Redding Rancheria Community Fund. Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino's Glamorous Roaring Twenties, Saturday, March 3rd. For event information, please call 242-4516.
The Ten Tenors are coming to the Reading Civic Auditorium March 16th with their acclaimed show, Wish You Were Here, a celebration of legends featuring the music of David Bowie, Prince, Amy Winehouse, John Lennon, Michael Jackson, Freddie Mercury, Whitney Houston, and more. Fresh off their 20th anniversary world tour, the Ten Tenors return with their show, Wish You Were Here. With over 700 sold-out shows, 6 albums that have gone platinum and gold, it's the Ten Tenors. Don't miss your opportunity to experience this international singing sensation live at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Get your tickets for this soon-to-be sold-out show, the Ten Tenors, March 16th. Go to ReadingCivic.com for your tickets today. Tickets are also available at the Civic box office or by calling 229-0022.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR14.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 1460, saying I can see for miles and miles and miles.
No, I cracked myself up.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. It is the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Four Winds Jewelry, it's where we go to buy our baubles and more. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Monday through Friday. Hey, we're here with Dan Waldrop from Dan's Optical and Optical Lab and Boutique.
Yes.
Yeah, there we go. And we're in the city of Shasta Lake, soon to be known as Doobie City.
Doobie City.
No, I'm just kidding here.
You're doing great work
Just so you know, we're starting to sell, colored lenses and psychedelic lens applications. So.
You know, it's funny. Dan's got the only, he built this lab. He's got the only lab around here, and he does, just, of course, outstanding work. And now we got Bob, who doesn't wear glasses anymore because he's just
for certain close-up work. But most part, I can get around without them.
Yeah, because you had an eye operation.
I had two cataract surgeries, and the high-end implants that allow distance and far vision through I have Fresnel lenses now.
Fresnel lenses, whatever. Is that like artificial?
Think about Lighthouse.
Oh, okay.
Lighthouses have Fresnel lenses.
Mm. Hey, Dan, you've got Dan's Optical here, and there's other optical places out there, but you go far beyond what everybody else does.
Okay, well, thank you for that. You know, I guess what separates me from other eye doctors is I don't just sell the prescription eyewear, I make it. And because I do, I have to know a little bit more about the lens materials and designs that are available in the market. So I'm a little bit more involved with the process.
And you can go in there. I mean, you take it, and then with having the lab right there, I mean, your glasses, when you finally get them on and set, because you've got somebody that's got all the experience, I mean, you're walking out of there with the total package. Is that right? Would you say?
Well, yeah. I mean, like I said, there's more than just the prescription that makes you see well. It's understanding all those other optical components that make it
difference. Well, and then the doctors come to you, so because you do understand that much better than, you know, than some of the other places around here. I mean, you know, you need to toot your horn here, buddy.
Well, like I said, I've been in business here for 18 years, and the industry's evolved over those years. You know, insurance practices have come into play. They've opened their own labs, but at one time or another, I've made glasses for several different doctors here in the North State. Let's put it that.
So that's a question. How do people get a hold of you, and do you need an appointment, and do you take insurance?
You don't need an appointment. I usually have a full staff there, whether I'm at Rotary or not. You know, I have a great opticians that work with me. But, you know, if you want to work with me directly, it's always good to give me a call because, like I said, I like to really get involved with mm-hmm. interpreting the prescription, breaking down all their needs, understanding which frame is best for that power. I'm good at explaining the trade-offs, meaning you can do certain materials that make a lens thinner, but if it makes it thinner, you're probably the lens is more dense, and what's more dense, you may get more glare, so they got to understand that. There's also different qualities of lenses, and that's kind of a gray area too, because quality is relevant to your power. In other words, the stronger the power, the stronger the side effects. So you may have people coming in here and saying, hey, I want these high-definition lenses that my doctor suggested and will it make a difference? You know, they're $500.
Does it make a difference, high-definition lenses?
It can.
Okay.
And like I said, it's relevant to the patient's power, you see.
The power of their
prescription power
there.
I'm just kind of
I think of HD,
break that down.
Because when you say HD, you think of HDTV, and it's much more clear. You know,
A high definition is a coin term used to describe the process in which the lens is fabricated. Okay, so basically, newer technologies have allowed computers to get involved with the surfacing process, and you can take a prescription that a doctor prescribed, let's say in a controlled environment. You're looking through a glass lens that has the highest Abbey value with an aspheric design, looking through an instrument that's at a fixed point, looking at a chart on the wall, okay, and all of that is a controlled environment. And then when you take that prescription and you just say, hey, I want this frame that may sit a little bit further, that has a little bit more curve, that has maybe a different panoscopic tilt, and you want it in a lens material that is different than what the doctor refracted in, and you want it to perform multiple focal needs, it changes everything. So you need to have somebody understand how you're going to see in the real world as opposed to just looking at that eye chart in the exam room. And then, of course, these free-form digitally surfaced lenses or high-definition lenses take that into account. So I guess a better way to think about it is like you can go buy a suit off the rack or you can have a lens that's custom-tailored to you.
Wow.
Okay, so, well, I think that's the part where you can just get the regular ones where you can have one that's ground specifically for your needs, as opposed to one that's going to fit 90%.
Right.
You get one that gets 99% right. and the difference in it. And people notice the difference.
Right. But, well, they do. Now, you got to be careful because let's say you went to Best Buy and you said, hey, I want the best television in the store. And they said, well, we have this 4K high-definition television, this beautiful picture. You go home, you take it, and you plug it into your cable, and you go, wait a second, that's not the same picture. And they go, well, that's because we don't broadcast the 4K signal. So you bought something you can't use. Same with these high-definition lenses. You have to have the prescription that will warrant the need for that technology. That way you get the best bang for your buck. So that's where I come into play, and I'm an honest broker, and I look at your prescription. I say, oh, this is going to work for you and make a difference, or this won't. Some places just sell you top shelf because they don't know how else to sell it.
Okay.
That's a good bottom line right there.
Yep, that I'm there to take care of you as a patient, and not just because I can sell you something that's not going to do you any good.
Dan's optical.
Yeah, Bob's pointed out that he has HDR. Well, the lenses you have HDR. You
know. Well, what had happened over the years, and I now am kind of an advocate of the process, because I had lost a lot of my color perception, because literally my old lenses in my eyes had yellowed along with the cataracts.
Wow.
And the first thing I noticed is that suddenly the world was a whole lot brighter.
Well, I think that's it. But that's why you have somebody like Dan Waldrop of Dan's Optical Labs and the boutique to help take care of you.
In the city of Shasta Lake.
How do they get a hold of you?
Well, you can look me up online at dansoptical.com. You can listen to the radio, KCNR.
And you can drive down and listen to what they're doing in the city of Shasta Lake. And you can't miss this place. It's right there on the left as you go down Main Street.
Yep, right in the center of town. In fact, it's a lot easier to get to my office than it is to fight that hilltop downtown wall traffic.
Oh, yeah, it's just going to pop right in there. Dan, thanks a lot for coming on.
All right,
thank you.
All right, hey, we come back, we got like some open time here. Linda and I are going to turn it loose, and I'd like to hear what you think about the banning of assault weapons. We'll be right back.
News brought to you on KCNR Shasta, Reading by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
I'm Wally Hines, live at the U.S. Capitol, where the funeral procession bearing the body of the Reverend Billy Graham has arrived at the U.S. Capitol. Graham will become only the third private citizen to lie in honor in the Capitol Rotunda, joining civil rights icon Rosa Parks and two Capitol Hill police officers killed in the line of duty. Much of official Washington is gathered with the Graham family in the Rotunda for a private arrival service just about to get underway. Here also, including the president and the vice president and members of Congress, the doors open to the public a bit later. Graham's casket will rest on a catafalque that was built for Abraham Lincoln, the U.S. Capitol Police providing the honor guard. After this public tribute, the Reverend Graham's remains will be returned to Charlotte for a private funeral service and burial at the Billy Graham Library in Charlotte on Friday. Wally Hines, live at the U.S. Capitol. And now with more news, here's Rich Thomason.
President Trump calls it a big victory, referring to a judge's ruling allowing construction of a border wall to proceed. Vice President Pence addressing the National Religious Broadcasters in Nashville, defending the Trump administration's Israel policy.
When Vice President Pence got things rolling with his opening speech yesterday, he got a lot of applause, none louder than when he spoke of President Trump's courage in standing up for U.S. allies, including Israel.
President Donald Trump made history on December 6th when the United States of America recognized Jerusalem as the capital of the state of Israel.
Mr. Pence also called on NRB members to follow the example of religious broadcasting pioneer Billy Graham.
That's correspondent Bob Agnew in Nashville. A sharp 4.7% drop last month in the number of people signing contracts to buy houses. On Wall Street right now, stocks modestly higher, the Dow up about 15 points, the NASDAQ 14 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Let's talk about your business for a minute. Think about all the things you're doing to attract the best talent. Between the networking events and referral bonuses, you're probably spending plenty of time and money to find the right people. But what if it was your office that attracted employees? Today's workforce is mobile and active, and they want an office designed around the way they work. And Varidesk makes it easy. Varidesk standing desk solutions help you create an active workspace where employees can stand and move, so they're happier, healthier, and more productive. Our full line of active office products are constructed with commercial-grade materials and require little to no assembly, so they're easy to set up and move. Companies of any size can have a Varidesk active workspace. Ordering is simple. Shipping is free. And our 30-day guarantee means if you don't love it, we'll pick it up for free. Learn more about Varidesk Active Workspace Solutions at varidesk.com/radio. That's varidesk.com/radio.
An Amsterdam-based supermarket chain unveils what's billed as the world's first plastic-free shopping zone.
No cellophane wrap, no polystyrene cartons, no plastic bottles or trays. Every product in this one section of this one supermarket has been packaged without plastic. There is stuff here that looks and feels like plastic, but it's all compostable material that gives the same convenience and freshness at the same price for the customer. This Dutch supermarket expects to roll the plastic-free aisle out in all 74 of its stores by the end of the year.
That's the BBC's Jan Johnson reporting. Denmark's center-right government wants to double the punishment for crimes like vandalism and theft that are committed in areas that have larger numbers of immigrants and higher unemployment rates. This is meant as an attempt to eliminate so-called parallel societies by the year 2030. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. West Virginia teachers will return to class tomorrow.
A strike by West Virginia public school teachers will come to an end Thursday, with Governor Jim Justice announcing he's offering teachers and school service personnel a revised 5% pay raise to end their walkout. Justice made the announcement after a meeting with union leaders for teachers in all 55 counties in the state. The teachers walked off the job last Thursday after balking at pay raises of $808 in the first year and $404 the following 2 years. Justice's chief of staff says the additional money for teacher pay is based on revised revenue estimates, partly tied to the overhaul of U.S. tax laws. I'm Mike Grossia.
A pair of futuristic digital characters will be the mascots for the Tokyo 2020 Olympics and Paralympics. Organizers unveiling the winning designs at a school in Tokyo. About 6.5 million school children took part in voting for the mascots. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It is 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. The news, as always, is brought to us by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Same great walk-in humidor. Same great service. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at kcnr1460.com. Hop into our chat room because this is open line today. We're going to catch up with all the other stuff. But Linda, darling, how are you?
I'm wonderful. Let's talk about the weather. It's currently 40 degrees in the downtown studios. Rain mainly after 4 p.m. today, with our highs near 51, around 5 to 7 miles per hour this morning. Tonight, we'll have rain with our lows of around 43. We have about gusts that can get up to about 23 miles per hour tonight. Thursday, rain before it's 10 a.m., then showers. Maybe a little thunderstorms could happen with our highs near 53. And raining tomorrow night, again, gusts up to 21 miles per hour. So if you're looking at, if this forecast is correct, we're going to have rain and wind on Thursday. Friday, rain and then snow showers with our high near 46. And Friday night calls for cloudy with a low of around 35. Saturday, highs near 49, and Saturday night with our lows of around 31. Partly sunny on Saturday, or Sunday, excuse me, and on Monday mostly sunny as well. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts.
Hey, Bob, 365, get that door for us, will you please?
365-3793. I know you want to talk about...
I want to talk about the people over there at Alliance Heating and Air. Is what I'd like to talk about. And they have Lions Heat and Air have been in business over 25 years. They're the ones that we have come out to our house and been voted best in the North State. I'm trying to find more accolades for Alliance Heating and Air is difficult. I mean, you remember the time they came out and we blew out the compressor.
When it was 110 and we had a dinner party.
And they brought in portable air conditioners right and fans right there on the spot. You know, these are the kind of people that Martin and Pam are. And this is the kind of work that Alliance Heat and Air does. This is what you can count on. Give them a call, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. So, it's been, we've got a caller here, Pat Sullivan from Take Back Shasta County. Good morning, Pat.
Well, good morning to you.
I wanted to call regarding the Travis Allen for Governor campaign, which is the campaign I'm working on, and would like to invite your listeners to come to a volunteer meeting tomorrow night, March 1st. It'll be held at Lulu's on Pine Street, 6 p.m. And what it is an informational meeting, and we're trying to gather volunteers because, as you know, the June 5th primary is looming, and we need to get him on the ballot, and we need to have him be one of the top two vote-getters so he can make it to the November election. So
that's going to be this Thursday? It's tomorrow?
It's March 1st.
Yeah, tomorrow at 6 p.m. at Lulu's.
Yes. And, you know, we're going to have some videos of what he stands for. He is not going to be there, but we'll have some videos so you can get a little, you know, knowledge of him. And we need all the volunteers we can get. It will be a no-host meeting, so you're invited to grab a snack or dinner if you choose during the meeting. And we need to get a Republican governor for our beautiful state.
Okay. It'd be nice to have somebody with a different viewpoint, huh?
Yes, it sure would.
Thanks a lot, Pat.
Anyway, thank you so much.
You betcha. Hey,
are there things we need to know today there, hon?
Well, I just, you know, I came upon something, and of course I'm going to be well, we have the hour this morning to fill. I'm going to do some ticket giveaways. Something came across the internet that kind of disturbed me, and, you know, it because I'm such a fan of Elvis Presley, and I think of, you know, being at Graceland and, you know, just what he represented.
Sure.
You know, okay, so I came across this morning. Lisa Marie Presley is joining the ranks of celebrities who've lost millions. Elvis Presley's only child claimed her $100 million fortune is down to $14,000.
And I know she's suing her manager, and her manager's countersuing, saying that she spent money, you know, like it was coming out of a fire hose.
She said the business manager acted on his own best interest. The lawsuit recently filed against Lisa Marie Presley said she was informed about how her money was being spent. Either way, poor money management has left Presley without her celebrity fortune.
You think about this, $100
million. $100
million.
And Graceland.
She must be making millions every year.
People just, you know, I mean.
Did they? And I think they.
Hundreds and thousands of people go through their daily. I mean, through the year.
Yeah, and you know, something else too is that she sold the rights off to the songs to somebody, but it was supposed to give her a, you know, residuals. You know, she sold the major rights off. You know, so yeah, but you've got a list of people here that have just lost everything.
50 Cent, you know, of course, he filed for Chapter 11 reorganization with debts of $36 million and assets of nearly $20 million. Nicolas Cage, $20 million for alleged mismanagement in 2009. The manager of Countersuit cited the actor's spending for his financial troubles. Johnny Depp paid more than $75 million to buy and maintain 14 homes and also dumped money into a 150-foot yacht, private jet trips, and memorabilia stored in 12 different facilities.
Okay, let me tell you about that 150-foot yacht. You talk about $1 million a year that you pump into that thing? Oh, yeah.
Easily done
with crew and taking care of that. Oh, yeah.
And that we don't realize that. MC Hammer, Curt Schilling, former Boston Red Sox pitcher, lost at least $50 million in his video game company after declaring bankruptcy in 2012. We know about Willie Nelson.
He was taxes. Well, yeah. A lot of these people, part of it's taxes. They came in and they end up owning the government.
$32 million.
$32 million. Do it for Willie.
That's a lot. I mean, excuse me, hiding money in tax shelters.
How do you owe $32 million? It means you must make an awful lot of money.
He bounced back, and his current net worth is $25 million, but that's still Prince.
Yeah.
Now, this is interesting. His estate remains somewhat of a mystery at his death, as many like TMZ speculated the $200 to $300 million estate was likely half that amount because of his singer's frivolous spending habits. Here's the thing. The guy's gone. You know, he enjoyed his life. Hopefully enjoyed his life.
So he's only got like $200 million.
And of course, the last one I hear is Mike Tyson, who made more than $300 million before declaring bankruptcy in 2003. He had $23 million in debts. His current net worth is now $3
million. Aw, $3 million.
Yeah, but you know what? We were talking about this last night. These people in New York that go into off of Fifth Avenue. They think nothing of spending $25,000 on a purse. Seriously.
So
if you're in that, like I'm taking the private jet, and if you're in that frame of mind, then you could go through that very quickly.
Well, they talk about people, I don't know, I'm sure you've read about it, and you people, you know, and everybody's heard about it. It's these lottery winners that win $25, $30, $50, $100 million. In just the space of a few years, they're broke, their lives are ruined for, you know, a variety of reasons, because they don't manage the money. Everybody's after them for money. They end up supporting their families. And all of a sudden, you know, $100 million is just gone after 5 or 6 years. So it's just one of those, another one of those things. That if you went, you know, you see these big, you know, and some of them, you know, end up in suicide, their families are broken up, all of these things. It's, they ought to make it, if you win the lotto, that it comes with a guaranteed
counselor,
a counselor who is not going to be able to get part of your money, but a counselor that can help you, a mentor that helps you with the money, who helps you with the, you know, the psychological side of this mm-hmm. thing. You know, because, you know, if I won the big one, the $400 million,
well, you wouldn't want people to know you did.
I wouldn't say anything for like 3-4 months.
Remember that one woman who did not want to be named, but she signed the ticket?
Yeah.
Okay, when we come back, I know you talked about assault rifles. Well, in the headlines, Dick's Sporting Goods banned sales of assault style weapons after Parkland, Florida school shooting. That's what we want to get clarified. We want you to clarify that.
Assault-style weapons. You know, I can understand that one. But when you call them assault rifles, it's totally not true. But then you get into an argument over semantics, and it's really, you know, I understand what they're talking about. They're talking about something that looks like an M16 or an M4. Or any type of semi-automatic weapon like that. So, yeah, I'll be glad to talk about that. In fact, this portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms, where you can pick up a semi-automatic sporting rifle there. You can't buy an assault rifle at Bastiani Arms because they don't sell assault rifles at Bastiani Arms because they don't sell any weapons there that are automatic weapons. But if you're looking for any type of long gun, or pistol, this is the place to go. John and Sarah Bosniani started this business 9 years ago, right around 9 years ago. We've been with them, and they've been with us for the whole time. I wouldn't think of another place to buy a gun. Seth Stokes is their instructor, teaches CCW Advanced Pistol. Also, he has ladies-only classes and hunter safety classes, all of this. One-stop shopping at Bosniani Arms. Give them a call at 222-8222 or check it out at 2539 Larkspur. They give discounts for veterans at Bastiani Arms. We'll be right back.
You'll stop. I have the right-of-way. Or Willie. Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision Repair. Don't count on it. He or she might be texting, changing the station on the radio, or breaking up a fight in the back seat. Don't take that chance. Lives are at stake. Distracted driving is a danger to us all. You can be proactive in preventing an accident. There's not much you can do when you're sitting in your car and they back into your door. If this happens to you, come see us. We're located at the south end of East Side Road just before Gervin. With your claim number, we can handle your entire claim process. Our quality repairs and friendly service will have you recommending Coachmaster to all your friends and family. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Cold weather is quickly approaching Northern California. Give SST Oil a call today to hear their competitive prices for home heating fuel. Veterans are offered a 5% discount on heater sales and services and a 5% discount on home heating fuels. That's SST Oil. Give them a call at 241-1167. That's 241-1167. SST Oil. SST Oil supports our veteran community.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipe sweet cream pancakes, hickory smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Freedom of the press. What does that mean today? At one time, it meant that the press had a protected status to be the watchdogs of the government and our politicians, to be neutral in their oversight of the news and politics, and to keep the people informed and the politicians honest. Sadly today, the national news is nothing more than a political puppet with a corrupt, one-sided liberal progressive agenda. We can no longer trust or believe the media, but we can put our trust in Jesus Christ. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
You know you make me wanna shout, kick my heels up and shout, throw my hands up and shout, throw my head back and shout, come on now, don't forget to say you will.
Don't welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl Mundebot. You know what? Who can listen to that song without thinking of Animal House? Okay, now there's a lot of people out there going, what's Animal House? So there's a lot of you that aren't thinking of it, but if you ever saw the movie Animal House, a classic with John Belushi and just a whole bunch of actors you still see today. They're dying off slowly but surely.
Quite
but
a few you don't.
It was, and quite a few you never will. But the music in it was great, but just the movie itself. John Belushi, I think they said, had 150 words of dialogue through the whole movie, yet he was... You know, he was the hit of the movie. It helped make him a star. You know, he'd come out of, you know, Saturday Night Live big. Speaking of coming out of the line, you know, coming out big and becoming a star, it's Cornerstone Community Bank. That's right. They are they opened up their third branch at 1845 California Street. They've expanded their hours. Your neighbors are the ones that are there helping you at Cornerstone Community Bank. Head on down there and see how they are moving local dreams forward. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. Okay. Hey, let's talk about that. There was an article in the letter to the editor in the Reading paper. And others you see is do away with assault-style weapons. They're calling them assault weapons, and they're not. That's just one more time. Assault weapons are military weapons or maybe law enforcement weapons that have the capability of being shot automatically as opposed to semi-automatically. So if you say assault style, I can go along with that. There may be other people that don't. Here's the thing is, if we ban these guns, because all they are is meant to do is kill. I'm sorry, but every gun is meant to kill. The come back to this thing about when they wrote the Second Amendment, they were not thinking of multiple firearms. Well, what they were talking about was the state-of-the-art firearm of their time, which was a rifled musket. Yeah, but that was state-of-the-art. When they said freedom of speech should not be abridged, they didn't know about the internet. They didn't know about cell phones. They didn't know about internet bullying. They didn't know about internet, the illegal things that go on over the internet. The scandalous things that happen, the attacks on people, the works of terror. And people forget this too, is that a lot of the acts of terror planned over the internet or the phone system. Does that mean that you have to, because they flew the planes into the buildings and on 9/11, that you need to do away with phones and internet? Of course not. Of course not. But that's one of the arguments, is that, it wasn't, it was the, they didn't know about self-loading rifles. And then you hear that they're not good for anything else. Well, that's absolutely not true either. A lot of people use a self-loading sporting rifle to hunt deer, pig, antelope, larger game, because believe it or not, you can load these with different rounds than just the 5.56 military round. Oh, yeah. You can load them in 308, 336. You can load these in different ways so that you can use these for different size game. You know, so to say that, again, is to, you know, is to not really know the capabilities, the characteristics of this rifle. And let's go back down into, do you think really banning, when they had the ban on the assault weapons back in the late 90s, early 2000s, did that do anything to knock the crime down? No. Why? Because long guns are not used in many crimes. And the percentage of them used in shootings and something like this is extremely small. And to have somebody then say, well, you know, a pistol is different. They can't be from long distances. Well, trust me, you go in with a pistol inside a school and you're going to have, you know, that person shooting is going to hurt people. It doesn't have to be a rifle. And, you, well, they only have 10-round magazines. Okay. How long does it take you to change a magazine? In like a second, second and a half? So, again, you know, so, you know, when we start doing these, we need to talk about not the firearm. We need to talk about the whole system. And if we tried everything in the system, I mean, because, you know, what, you're going to ban these? You're going to take them from everybody? You're going to buy them back? You're going to take people's personal property and say, that, oh, no, 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 you can't have these. Even though that you've never done anything illegal in your life, that you've defended this country, that you have businesses, you have employees, that you contribute to charities and all this. What difference does it make to you if I have a semi-automatic self-loading firearm? What difference does it make to you? I'm absolutely safe. Well, this is for the people that aren't, though. Well, then let's treat those people. Let's punish those people. Let's have those laws and those rules take care of those people. The government failed on this last one, you know, this horrendous tragedy down in Florida. You know what? My heart goes out to every one of those families. I imagine my grandkids being caught into something like this. But you know what? The system failed them. Where, you know, they had not only had the kid been reported 27 times, that when this thing's in, and up to and including a couple of days before, where they said, hey, this guy said he's going to kill me, and he's got a gun, or my next door neighbor has got a gun, and he's going to do something, they reporting it, and nothing happening. And then the school resources officer gets up to where the shooting's going on and puts a perimeter out instead of going in. The whole thing was a failure from the very beginning, and this is the FBI's failure, not only on this one, but others where they've been warned and they've let it go. They don't have enough assets to put on it. Well, then you've got to think about, well, where are your assets then? What are they doing? Shouldn't they be looking at something like this? But it goes back to that person. It doesn't go back to the fact that he has a rifle. The fact is that he was able to buy a rifle, one, and two, that all the warnings about somebody like this, nothing was done. Nothing was done. So before you want to take away a firearm, you don't want to take away the iPhones. You don't want to take away the internet. And don't tell me, oh, they're not dangerous like the guns. Really? Ask a guard at San Quentin, and I did, or this was his question, what's more dangerous in here? He had a cell phone that had been smuggled in or a knife. What's the most dangerous thing in here we have? Well, it's obviously the cell phone, because a cell phone they can use to give orders to kill people for drugs and all of this. But people don't seem to realize is that it's not the phone. You don't see people wanting to ban phones. You want to put those people in jail. Don't let them have the phone. And even in San Quentin, one of the toughest places on earth to be in, they still get drugs and phones regularly. Think about it. So, before you come out and say that the Constitution says we have a right to live free, we do have a life. We have a right to live free, but we also, you know, that freedom means is that we take risk at times, but it also means is that we don't condemn other people for having something that you don't like because some people have used it in an evil way. My thoughts on banning semi-automatic rifles. I mean, the state wants now to ban your hunting rifle that your grandfather owned because it's got a removable magazine. You know, it holds three rounds. You know, they tried it before and it failed miserably, as it should. It shows no sense. Again, we go back to no common sense. It's knee-jerk, like you said today, honey, knee-jerk reactions to something that's going to have no impact. None
at all. I think the governor of Florida did a wonderful live, what do you want to call it, when they break in and did a news conference. And two of the girls that had been, mowed down and killed in this horrible, horrific killing spree in Florida, two of the fathers came on. And one, I can't think of his name right now, I'll look it up again, but he is, he's got the Jersey kind of accent, and he just said, "I'll never see my daughter." This is not the left or the right. This is a human issue. So it's not whether you're Democrat, let's all come together. And I see great things in the future for him, and he's pouring his entire soul, God bless his heart, into helping this bill in Florida that's going to be going into. It's not about gun laws right now, they're saying. It's about making the school safe so that our children can feel safe.
That's
so,
the whole thing.
Yeah.
Is making the kids feel safe. And I agree totally.
Anybody's going to get a gun anytime, anywhere. No matter if they're banned, if the guns are banned and forever not, we can never have them, there will always be a black market, just like there's a black market for opium and dope and diamonds and anything you want to get your hands on, there is a black market. So, you know, this is about mental health. This is about the safety in schools. And like you said, we go through airports. I mean, it's just a different generation now because of the bombings. Timothy McVeigh. I mean, that wasn't in schools. But still, I mean, we just don't have security like we should probably have security. That's where we are.
Well, the thing,
and it's not going to go back.
It's not going back
to the old days.
So maybe we should use all the attributes that we have to try and keep those kids safe. How about this? How about hardening? How about hardening the schools? How about putting school resources officers there? How about spending the money, that same amount of money that you spent on making schools safe from fires? Send it for making it safe for active shooters. And if that means putting a couple of people out there on the school campuses, even though that we know that doesn't work in every case because we just saw that. So you have to, you have that, but you also have ways of hardening the school. So if somebody's coming onto the school grounds, they've got to come in a certain area, and you've got alarms that go straight to the police, and it goes to the kids run to the nearest room or run to a designated area in different places to that, and they get counted, and we know where they're at, and the cops are coming, and they're coming in with, armed to the teeth, and they're coming after these guys.
Look at Tehama County just a few months ago. They
did
acted
right.
Quickly. The school was hardened, and an armed citizen across the street engaged the suspect and moved him on.
I didn't know that part.
Yeah,
I didn't know that was armed. I thought that was in Texas. Did they have an armed one over there? And I didn't know that. You might check that.
I'll double
one
check
out
the Tehama
because I know they couldn't get in, and the guy left then because the police were coming. So anyway, hey, we got to take a break. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Well, you know what? I know you're looking at me like that, but
No, I'm not looking like you anyway.
Look at this haircut. Is this a great haircut?
It's a great haircut. You've gotten several compliments. Received compliments of
my haircut. That's right. And the guys there are super. And it's a veteran-owned shop. It gives discounts for seniors and veterans. It's man's last stronghold. There you go, kiddo. You know, people that go out and they go to see these, hormone doctors, all they have to do is go to Cypress Square Barbershop and go in there and get your it's like having a super, super shot of testosterone
when
you
walk in. You can stick your tongue out and it's all of a sudden you're like, He-Man.
We'll take a break.
We'll
be right back. That's why Linda doesn't go in there anymore. She said, "Oh my God, it feels like my face is getting fuzzy."
I'm growing hair on my cheek.
We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The Reading Gun Show, this weekend only at the Holiday Inn Convention Center. Jam-packed with all your favorite firearms. Brands like Glock, Winchester, Remington, SIG, Smith & Wesson, Ruger, and much, much more. So remember, the Reading Gun Show, this weekend only at the Holiday Inn Convention Center.
Some things in life you can just rely on. Like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Real people, real winners. Want a chance to play in the biggest poker tournament of the year? Wind River Resort and Casino is giving one lucky winner the opportunity to win the seat of a lifetime and play at the World Series of Poker in Las Vegas. A chance to play in the $10,000 No Limit Hold'em main event, World Championship, with some of the biggest names in poker and represent Wind River Resort and Casino. Head down to our poker room and play to earn a chance for a seat into the satellite game on April 23rd. This satellite game will determine who plays in the final showdown for the World Series of Poker seat. Don't want to wait on chance? Earn 120 or more hours of live play in 1 month to guarantee a spot in the final showdown on May 1st to determine the final winner for the WSOP seat. Only Wind River Resort and Casino is offering the chance for you to win Poker Seat of a Lifetime. For all the details on Poker Seat of a Lifetime, download the Wind River app on Google Play or the Apple Store. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bond.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome on this beautiful... Oh, is it hump day? 8:35 in the morning. Is this the last day of the month? Oh, my gosh. Okay, this is where you sneeze and it's March.
You know what? Tomorrow is March 1st. Believe that? Welcome back, everybody. I hope you're having a great day. You know, I'm not sorry at all, come to think of it. But when I talk about the banning of weapons, I have a real problem with this, with banning weapons. And the reason being is that it's just a tool. And people, you know, don't equate danger to iPhones and the internet. But the iPhone and the internet has killed countless more people than the, quote, assault-style rifles.
From people texting and driving,
well,
you mean?
Just even people texting and driving. How many hundred a day are injured? Hundreds a day are injured or killed. And you know what? We don't get too excited about that. We don't go after the triple A for drunk drivers, and we're going after the NRA because of a guy that the government should have caught, you know, a year ago. Killing people. I don't understand the concept there, except it's people that want to take away your rights as an individual to own property, and law-abiding individuals who own property, they don't want you to own. They just don't want you to have it. But people that are like that, but know me, well, now, Carl, you're not the one I'm talking about. Well, but yes, you are. Because when you say that, you're talking about me, you're talking about, you know, that guy's husband or that girl's husband or that guy's wife. That's who you're talking about. So,
okay, I've got tickets here for the boat, sport, and RV show that's happening this weekend. Actually, Friday from noon to 7, Saturday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. You give us a call right now, 605-4567. I've got four tickets, complimentary admission. And go. That'll be fun for your family. It's good to get out.
It's indoors, too, so if it is raining a little bit, you can get inside.
Yeah, it's good to just get out, you know, park your car, walk around, see stuff. You know, this is free admissions for this weekend. So give us a call, 605-4567. You've got four tickets for the boat and RV and sports show. You'll see it all.
You never, ever see enough of
That's
those.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of things going on this weekend. You've got of course, the Redding Rancheria is, they're doing their
Roaring 20s.
Roaring 20s celebratory.
Where they give $150,000 away. This is their philanthropic work, and it's a really important thing that we need to be mindful of. One recipient, one company, organization will receive a $10,000 award or reward or some kind of, not a grant, but it'll go the Rancheria is selected to receive this $10,000. But along the way, $150,000 in total and more, as we heard the other day with Maria, that are going to go to, you know, like I said, a swing set, a fence for a school,
iPads.
All kinds of things.
All types of things for kids. Books.
Right.
Okay. Hey, did you hear an explosion in Happy Valley?
I did not.
It appears that some people had bought a residence out there and were renewing it. They weren't living there, but they were just renovating it. And they were in the barn, and they located about 100 pounds of explosives dating back from the 1960s. So it was a little, you know, that type of explosive that hasn't been stored right could be a little volatile, you might say. So the sheriff's office came out there. They blew up some. They took some away, but they also shut down the school, you know, evacuated the school just in case and the neighborhood around there.
Yeah.
Now, you know all about that because of your next-door neighbor.
I would suspect that these particular explosives, rather than being somebody's science experiment, were in fact leftover dynamite from the days when ranchers could still go out and blow stumps up and clear stream beds and things like that before the EPA shut all that down.
No, I'm sure it is, because they said it's back, you know, nobody, they don't even know where that came from.
Yeah.
And they're trying
probably a couple of cases of dynamite, probably sweating rather nicely.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Of course, when that happens, when it gets sweaty like that, it becomes very volatile.
Yeah.
Dynamite,
just like a mad woman.
Yeah. Oh, my God. We
sweating nitroglycerin.
We call it Linda explosives. anyway, that's one, but they've got that under control. They're over by back again, but they're still not quite finished. Can you imagine you're in there and you're renovating the barn and you move this stuff around and you look down and it just says dynamite. Or they may even have a different name for it, and they're looking at it like,
explosives.
What is that?
And then, you know, of course.
The wooden crate.
The newspaper of record has this fear splashed headline about parents and Buckeye being terrified for their children. It's, you know, come on.
Buckeye School is on edge. Headlines. Students, parents worry after shooting bomb scare nearby.
Well, the shooting wasn't even on the campus. It was a couple of streets over when this, you know, with the cops. It wasn't on the campus. And then the explosives thing was, you know, it was close enough. They just wanted to make sure that everything was going to be fine. So now everybody is, you know, now they have to quote people how terrified they are to be there.
Free.
What is this?
Well,
anybody hurt? Was there even an incident? No.
Okay. So,
what does a record searchlight get for this?
I'm not just being the devil's advocate. If we here at the station had a shooting two streets down, and then we had explosives.
You got to remember where we are. Two streets down.
And we're
lucky it hasn't been in the lobby.
Well, I mean, don't cancel,
okay, cancel.
Ooh,
No.
Are you ready?
Am I ready?
No.
Ready?
No, I don't think so. But anyway, you would be a little paranoid. You know, I mean, it's just like, woo.
You can be paranoid and you can be fearful, but why? See, you know, what this story does is it peddles fear. Instead of saying instead of looking at the bottom line, hey, guess what? Nothing's happened. Nothing's happened. And you can tell your kids that nothing's happened. But there are people out there that are bad people that the police look for. And this, what happened with this explosives, was not a bomb. It was not a terrorist attack. It was somebody that had stored explosives there probably for years, that lived there years and years and years ago. And they just found it because they were trying to make sure that nothing was going to happen. But nobody was coming after you kids. Nobody was there to hurt you. Nobody was trying to get on your campus. That's what you have to talk about. You know, they're talking to 10 psychologists coming in there. I mean, geez.
Well, you know what? You're coming.
Got to keep those psychologists employed after all with those lucrative contracts.
Maybe I do.
You do come from a different place.
But I look at kids that have grown up in combat and in war-torn places.
That's what you're looking
and you
at.
Know what, and you know what they're looking at? You know what they do? The parents dress them up so they can go to school. And you see them all during the rest of the day, and they are just scruffy. But the first day of school, white shirts, red bow ties. These kids are going to school, and they're all dressed up, the boys and the girls going off to school. They come home. They walk inside the house. They little scruffy, you know, guys come out again. But, you know, these are kids that have been raised in this type of atmosphere.
We don't want to have that kind of atmosphere here.
We don't want to have. But we don't have. That's what I'm saying is we do not have that atmosphere.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a whole
bunch of sissy parents out there. Yes, sissy parents who will become afraid over nothing and then pass the fear to their children. And there's no reason for that. I frankly don't know any of our friends who have kids that are like that. They're you know what? This is what they're going to tell their kids. Yes, there are things that happen in the world, but they're not. It didn't happen on campus. They're not coming for you. You have to be aware of things. But in this explosive, especially the explosives thing, it was not related to any type of threat.
And they will beg their legislatures to do something and pass poorly thought out laws.
Anyway,
with unforeseen consequences.
All right, let's take a break. When we come back, let's talk about Oakland Mayor Libby Schaaf.
Yeah.
What do you think about her tipping off the immigrants about ICE raid? And not sorry that she did that.
Of course not.
I don't know. What do you guys think about that? I mean,
I think she should be put in jail.
Okay, well,
let's
talk about
that. The People's Republic of California.
And by the way, we still are waiting for a caller to come in and see about those tickets for... Free tickets.
Friday, Saturday,
or
Sunday.
For the Boat and Spar and RV show this weekend. Give us a call, 605-4567-KCNR 1460.
It's a great time to drive a 2018 Kia Stinger GT. With a 365 horsepower twin turbo and cutting edge design, Kia Stinger is guaranteed to blow your mind.
Test drive one today during the President's Day sale. Redding Kia, reddingkia.com.
On Friday, March 9th, at the new Sheraton Redding Hotel at the Sundial Bridge, the Trade School is hosting the Electrician's Ball 2018, an elegant evening of dining along with the Craftsman's Art Auction. This fundraiser supports scholarships and technology upgrades. Please help us create rewarding career opportunities in the skilled trades. Millions of jobs are waiting. Our young people deserve a prosperous future. Visit ShastaBE.com/events and register or call 221-5556. All are welcome.
The Trade School, the Shasta Builders Exchange. Train, build, succeed.
One cold, dark winter's night in 1968, a small mark security unit crept along the alleyway of a medical complex in Redding. The driver, Archie Beck, a 49-year-old purple-hearted Pearl Harbor survivor, veteran of World War II, had just introduced the private security industry to Northern California. For a soldier critically wounded on the morning of December 7, 1941, North State Security's creation was one man's dream becoming a reality. I am Lance Beck, Arch's son and current president CEO of North State Security. The early days of this business were challenging, tough on us kids, listening to local miscreants bellowing, "Hey, rent a cop," at Dad. Arch worked unbelievably hard, 20-hour days as a salesman, guard, and mechanic, while Mom served as the dispatcher. The decades have flown by. North State Security celebrates 50 years of providing protective services throughout this region. North State Security at 243-0295. Trust us for all of your security-related needs. Once again, that's North State Security at 243-0295.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Redding. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
It's a great time to get 51 miles per gallon in a new 2018 Kia Niro, highest-ranked small SUV in initial quality in 2017.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. The President's Day sale on now, readingkia.com.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
We so appreciate Bob Belongi at the helm
Streets
today.
Streets of Fire.
8:48 in the morning. Bob, thank you for being here with all your wonderful music and your input.
Thank you.
Okay, I just tell you something.
Welcome back, everybody.
I love my husband.
Come on.
But I have never known somebody in my life. I just never understood somebody who could be that tone deaf. I don't get it. Sorry, it's like, maybe it's explosions in your ear.
I don't sing very well.
I mean, when we try to sing happy birthday, I have to close my ears and try to focus and...
She won't let me sing in church. She won't let me make a joyful noise to the Lord anymore in church. She says, no, if you notice that nobody sits around us when you're singing it out, and I'm going, oh, I just kind of thought that there was just, not, you know, there's other seats.
Well, that's not true, but when you're on the air and you start, like, what?
Okay, I admit.
The animals from Turtle Bay can sing better than you.
I admit that time that I recorded... The guy from Journey singing Don't Stop Believing. And I was singing right along. And then when I heard it, I had to dump the whole thing.
Yeah. Why?
Because my voice was so bad.
That's right. You're
it
joyful.
Ruined everything. First of all, you couldn't hear him. So it was just this guy in the distance. And I'm singing. It was so bad. And then I understand now, kind of.
Okay. All right. Well,
Sungold has got some great things to say.
Just remember when you're on the air and you start singing along, it's... Just
Sungold is in our chat room.
Oh,
she says,
hi, good morning.
Everyone is scared these days, and reaction to that is to overreact. At least they were being proactive, and nothing wrong with that. And what my answer to that is no, the police need to do that. I'm talking about parents that overreact. But then she says that, Carl, you're a trained Marine, weapons tactical trainer, extraordinary. Well, thank you. Not everybody has the type of training or awareness on
right.
how to handle things, and you know, maybe that's part of it. And then she says, maybe I could help join a disaster response team if there's an organization.
That'd be great.
Like that. They have things like that in Elk Grove. You know, the thing about it is, yeah, maybe sometimes I do forget. You know, I think that parts of America are getting softer
mm-hmm.
and that we're setting ourselves up for, you know, to not be able to take on the rigors of the world in many cases.
I have a question that just made me think about that because of the, you know, our chat pack's comments. How many people listening, because it makes me think about our own home, do you have drills that if somebody showed up at your front door or tried to break in, do you have a drill? Do you know what happens in a case of a fire? Do you know where to go if you have a shotgun or a firearm? Do you have spray? Do you have a panic button? I've actually been thinking recently about having our. I'm sure this with Carl, having a panic button next to the bed because I used to have one in Sacramento, and we have infrared and we have an alarm. We have all this stuff, but you know, a panic button next to the bed. I just rest assured that if you had something, that could go right to the police department. How many people have done drills with their family and know exactly what to do? And do you have the go bag that's right there? You know, just that they're kind of two separate things, but not really. So, you know, I've been thinking about it a lot lately, and I think with what's happened here and with the fact that our neighbors across the street one more time, this will be the third. They've been broken into their cars three times. A fourth attempt happened with somebody dressed in black that tried to get into their cars. And she sleeps with her window open, so she screamed out the door and, you know, got in her car and tried to chase him down, couldn't find him. But, you know, I'm not sure about that second part. But the fact is that that's happening around us. So, you know, anyway, let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Coach Bob. Good morning. What's on your mind?
Good morning, you two people. all three of you.
Yeah.
it never ceases to boggle my mind how we are so controlled by knee-jerk emotionalism.
Yeah.
And we are. And right on up to our politicians who are merely responding to that kind of thing for the sake of votes. But like Dick's Sporting Goods, I sent them off an email this morning, said I won't be, my shadow won't grace their door. As long as they're overly emotional about 18, 19, 20-year-olds buying a weapon when, in fact, they can join the Marines and go shoot up Afghanistan.
And get paid for it.
A guy could come back when he's 20 years old and he can't walk into Dick's and buy a gun, and he's just come from a war zone? No.
Can't buy a shotgun, can't buy anything. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just so utterly foolish that we allow ourselves, our country, the state in particular, to be governed by emotion. I will never, ever understand it.
Well, you know what, and then when you try to take a step back, you know, everybody take a deep breath, you're accused of not caring. Oh, you just don't care about those people being killed. You've got your own. No, it's just the fact.
More
is,
emotion.
Maybe it's because I have been places where people are like this, and that you've got to stay. You know, you've got to think about how you react and when you react and the things you do, and because everything you do has a consequence, and sometimes unintended consequences. So
I just wish we would take a closer look at Israel in general, because they have always had the right idea towards skyjackings. They have the right idea toward protecting the children in their schools, and we ignore it completely. And it works.
Yeah. And, you know, the other thing is,
if you want to apply El Al and yell the word hijack, you're in deep trouble.
Well, you know, the thing is that El Al, after the first hijackings, remember back in the 60s, they hardened the cockpit door, they locked it, and there was no way the pilots were going to pick up or going to open that door. And guess what? The hijack stopped. And it took us till when? You know, till 9/11 to do that.
Uh-huh.
I mean, how ridiculous is that?
We're very slow learners.
Okay. Yeah. Well, thanks a lot, Coach Bob.
Thank you, guys.
I'm off on a trip out of state, so
y'all enjoy yourselves.
Have a great time.
Please be careful.
Okay, now, and here's what Sun Gold says, too, is that she's worked with crime prevention with RPD for many years, and she says people that leave their cars open and all that, well, you know, don't complain. Because you've done it. Now, it's kind of like blaming the victim for this, but she's right. We all know what the problem is. And if you do keep it locked, you know, your chances of having it broken into. That's why they didn't break into their cars, because they had them locked up. And the head of the girls gang, Chestnut Street Girls Gang, saw him out there. He's just lucky he was able to walk away without having a 30-30 slug in him. And by the way, here's a comment that there's actually a team. We talked about disaster teams. There's actually a team that trains to deal with the disaster Carl creates. They train hard and often and still may not be prepared to meet the challenge. Let's go to the phones. Roberta.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I hope I'm not redundant. I wasn't able to get on the radio as early as I usually do. But, we made kids adults at 18. So a lot of kids and female, male, live on their own. And now they're not going to have a right to protect themselves?
That's correct.
It is really.
Well, no, that's correct because, you know, even though you may be 20 years old and you have a family and you work and, you know, and you provide a living for your family, you can't go down to Florida and buy one because you're under the age of 21. Another knee-jerk reaction instead of looking at it individual by individual, which they don't.
Well, I'm telling you, I will agree with Coach Bob, and I am boycotting any of these crazy companies. But what we all need to do is we need to call the White House, call our representatives, call our senators, just keep their emails and their phones so clogged up that they're going to have to take another look at it at least. So,
okay. Well, that's the way of doing it. That's one of the ways to do it. That's what you have the right to do, and I agree with it. So thanks, Roberta.
Okay. Keep it up, guys. I love it.
Okay. Thank you. Or you could go down to Dick's Sporting Goods and get a whole basket full, get a whole cart full of stuff, and take it up there and say, "Hey, wait a minute! Aren't you the guys that just stopped selling these type of guns?" And they say, "Yeah." And then you just leave it and walk out. But that's tacky. I wouldn't do that. Speaking of tacky, real quick, the mayor of Oakland, Libby Scharf, warned people in Oakland that ICE was going to have some raids. Good job, Libby. She said she wanted to make sure the most vulnerable. Well, this is what they... Oakland turns loose people with rape cases, drugs, weapons charges, all of these. This is what Libby has done. And ICE, you know, the guy says, you know, the head of ICE there goes, it's probably one of the most irresponsible things he's ever seen. I'm sure he's seen a lot, but this is probably, this is one of the mayor of Oakland. And you ought to see the picture of her with this figure behind her that and we're still trying to figure out what it is. It's kind of like a, you know, it's a person dressed like, what, like death?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Total weird thing. But she thinks, oh no, that's okay. Well, what she did was she warned, you know, of people that are here illegally, and these are not just just came across the border. These are guys that are in the weapons. These are the gang guys. But she told them, hey, there's going to be a raid. So she put the ICE agents one in danger. And then she made sure that these people on weapons charges, drug charges, rape charges, other crimes, were not going to be caught. Good job, Libby Scharf, Mayor of Oakland. She gets our what kind of award is that? What can that kind of award can we give her? The Donkey of the Week. How about the Donkey of the Week? That was good.
Well, some might consider her to be a heroine because she's trying to say that the woman who is the mother of four and was deported and she was an immigrant. She's thinking that this is for those immigrant, the good immigrants.
The good illegals. With that one, we will break. And tomorrow, Dr. Primla Danuka will be with us. And also, a 15-year-old... film critic is going to be with us from right here in town. He's going to give us his picks for the Academy Awards. It's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Community Talk Radio from the North State, AM 1460, KCNR Shasta Reading News, brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. See their newly remodeled store, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Your news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Val Dior. The nation is paying tribute to the Reverend Billy Graham.
Graham's simple pine plywood casket sitting atop the catafalque built for Abraham Lincoln in the rotunda of the U.S. Capitol. President Trump among those paying tribute.
Today we say a prayer for our country, that all across this land, the Lord will raise up men and women like Billy Graham to spread...